As all of you know, each year we go through a regular cycle of our liturgical seasons. But we should not think that, well, the particular liturgical season we're in, that's the only time that we really celebrate that. It's just a time in which we call to mind a particular belief of our Christianity. It's like we celebrate the 4th of July. Well, it's not only on the 4th of July that we're free, it's every day of the year. We just choose to remember that particular day. And it's the same thing with our liturgy. During the season of Advent, well, we're waiting for the coming of our God. But we're always waiting for the coming of our God. It doesn't matter if it's Advent, doesn't matter if it's the 4th of July, the 12th of October, whatever. We're always waiting for the coming of our God. And it's no different with the feast that we're celebrating today, the great celebration of Easter Sunday, our Lord being raised from the dead. Because it has been said, correctly so, that we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. And it's not just this one day of the year. It's every day. And the church sort of gives us an indication of that, that next Sunday when you come to church, it's not the first Sunday after Easter. It's the second Sunday of Easter. The church says, we're going to give you 50 days to try to get your hands around this extraordinary event that occurred. The great celebration of our Lord being raised from the dead. And again, doesn't end with Pentecost. Doesn't say that, well, after Pentecost, we're no longer an Easter people. No, those are just the days we remember those things. Every day, we're an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. And there are certain things throughout the year, however, that can remind us of who we are. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. Now, one of the things that I have really, really missed over the last little over a year relative to the coronavirus is that we have had to empty the baptismal font. Because I think that memory and that reality is so important. I mean, even Pope Benedict reminded us, he said that the most important day in the life of a Christian is the day of your baptism. And one of our professors at the seminary would constantly remind us, you're not going to know what it's like to be a Christian until you start living out your baptismal promises and your baptism. And so I've missed that. I've missed coming into church and dunking my hand in that water and blessing myself in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, reminding myself of my baptism. Because when we look at that baptism, we go back and we look at Paul. Paul in the Romans reminds us of something very important. And now again, you have to remember that when Paul wrote, in all probability, baptism was done by total immersion. It just wasn't pouring a little bit of water over our heads. And he said, don't you remember when you went down into the waters of baptism, you died with Christ. When you came up out of the waters of baptism, you rose with him to new and everlasting life. He said, don't you remember that? And that's precisely what we are reminding ourselves of when we come into church, whether it's from the baptismal font, whether it's from a holy water font or whatever it is, when we take that baptismal water and we sign ourselves, it reminds us of that baptism. But you'll notice, Paul reminds us of a couple of things. He says, don't you remember, when you went down into the waters of baptism, you died with Christ. He's saying that has to come before resurrection. And that's the whole idea of this Easter Sunday. You can't have Easter Sunday without a Good Friday. Jesus cannot be raised from the dead until he has died. And the two absolutely go hand in hand. And once we recognize that, then we recognize what our life as a Christian is going to be like. It's going to be living out our baptism in the Paschal mystery day after day after day. It's about death and resurrection. It's about ends and beginnings. And that's why I miss that water so much. I miss the reminder of my baptism. I miss the reminder of the Paschal mystery. But that's who we are. That's who we are. Easter is not just about this one day. Easter is about, well, the Triduum plus every day of the year. Our sins are forgiven. It's not just on Good Friday. If we believe in him, we will live forever. It's not just on Easter Sunday. It's every day. Every day. And so, until they change the rules, we can't fill up the baptismal font. But today, after the homily, we're going to renew our baptismal vows. And after that, I'll sprinkle people with holy water. I don't think I'll be able to hit all of you, but it's just a reminder. This is what this day is about. It's about who we are as Christians. And it's day after day after day after day. And it's a reminder every time we come into church about Good Friday and Easter Sunday and who we are as an Easter people. But one of the other things that sort of came upon me today, I was doing my Liturgy of the Hours, and before the Canticle of Zechariah, the little antiphon said something to the effect that on the day after the Sabbath, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And I looked at that and I thought, they said S-U-N, the sun had risen. But why can't we say S-O-N? We can. I mean, you're not going to find too many nicer Easter Sundays than we have today. And you look out there, and as I was coming to church today, there was the sun risen. And what was I coming to celebrate? The sun, S-O-N, risen from the dead. I don't know if it's theological, but to me, it's practical. I get up in the morning and I see that sun rising and it's like, yeah. That's one of the great mysteries of our faith. Not the fact that the S-U-N is rising, but the Son of God has been raised from the dead. And we need those little things to remind us day after day of exactly who we are as a people of the resurrection. Because it's so easy to go to celebrate Easter Sunday, and then tomorrow we're back to normal, as if nothing happened. People, nothing greater in the history of the world has happened. Of course, unless the Vikings win the Super Bowl. But nothing greater than that has ever happened. And we cannot become blasé about that and say, oh, well, okay, celebrated Easter, that's done with. Now we can get back to life as normal. No, for Christians, after the resurrection, life is never normal. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. And to help us remember this celebration today, throughout the year, the sun will rise, S-O-N, S-U-N. And it's a reminder each day that we look at that. That's right. The sun rose so that I might live forever. And when it's time when we get the water back in the baptismal font, each time we come in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we remind ourselves of the Paschal mystery, of who we are as Christians, of Good Friday and Easter Sunday, of death and resurrection. We need that reminder time and time again. Easter is about who we are each and every day of the year. Easter's not just about one day.